Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a roll on a honey.
Welcome to the American Adversaries Radio Show Contest Thursday. Are you ready for this, ladies and gentlemen? All right, get ready for a lot of fun tonight and some information along the way. You are listening to the American Adversaries live, either on FM 105.5 or AM 660 The Answer, or AM660TheAnswer.com, or on your Alexa device, or on your smart device because you've downloaded the free Answer Orlando app. Or you may actually, along with some other folks, be watching and listening to us live on Facebook, and you can see the whole crowd in the studio here.
Nick just said it was a much better angle of me tonight.
Thank you, Nick. That's Nick Grounds, I presume. We'll be back with us next week. All right, so we do have a big show lined up for you tonight. We do indeed come to you from the Relax in Comfort Studios. It is Contest Thursday. We'll get to the challenge and the prize package here in a mere few minutes. But first, I want to introduce tonight's panel of judges. And, of course, couldn't do it without the creator of these here contests. That would be, of course, the union boss himself, who's not upset at the Supreme Court decision the other day, even though he is a union boss,
I know.
Michael McMahon.
I can only tell you how excited I am about that, but please do not convey that to the Player Association.
Keep it on the PQ, the TQ or PQ, as they put it. All right. And then that other voice you heard, of course, is Rick Brown. And we had a lot of fun at the Tijuana Flats over there last week.
That was just a blast, wasn't it?
It was. And, you know, to me, the rain didn't put a damper on it a bit.
No, we just huddled.
We did. And we had a lot of listeners who showed up out there. And
it was just a bunch. It was a good time.
That's right. Right. And they came from all over the place. Like this one lady, this young lady, Sherry. She came. She drives from Kissimmee.
Yep.
And
she stayed all night.
Yeah. Well.
Excuse me.
Well, we do close. It was all night.
Excuse me.
But it was a lot of fun, and we really enjoyed meeting the folks who did come out. And we'll be doing some more of that
crowd.
We'll be doing some more of that stuff later on as well. All right. We also have in the studio with us tonight the commanding general of the American Adversaries Army, and that would be none other than Colonel Danny McKnight. Colonel, always great to see you.
Always great to be here. More than anything else, it's been a long, busy day, but I get to finish it up with you guys.
Hey.
And a beautiful lady beside me. That's pretty cool.
That's right. He ain't talking about me, ladies and gentlemen.
You're right about that.
He's talking about Jackie Ricardo of Relax and Comfort.
Hello, hello.
And, of course, they're a great sponsor of the show and sponsor the studios and provide a great part of the prize package,
which we'll get to very important momentarily.
Yes. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Nicholas Cicero, the marathon man, is indeed on the bridge running things, you might say. And once again, the contest line and comment line is 407-774-8255. And I see we've already got a couple of calls up there, but we do have a line open. So if you want to get in on tonight's contest, of course, we will choose the winner at the end of the show tonight. So here is the challenge.
Okay, here we go. This is a repeat of what we did last week. It's called the name game. What it is simply this. We're going to give you the name of an individual, and then we'll give you a word. And then please give us your immediate reaction.
To each, right.
When you hear the name like Al Sharpton, what's your immediate reaction? Mine is $4.5 million in jail. Okay, how about the word? And I think this is so appropriate. We did this last couple of days to get it across. How about the word miserable? Now, what's your reaction with the word miserable? I always think Democratic Party, miserable. Particularly now,
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, in the last couple of days, right?
Yeah. So see that has what do you call that? The old double or triple entendre.
That's right. I mean, because they're
miserable, you know, party, and now they're miserable because of the goings
miserable,
on.
Yeah, you know, sort of like Chuck Schumer's female assistant who sits to his left. If you ever watch TV, boy, that is a miserable girl.
That's exactly what Nick just texted me. He says Schumer's PA.
Oh yeah, that's exactly right. I think everybody in there. Looks at that poor girl.
Right at the same time. But that's hilarious.
Again, we're encouraging people who entered it last week, come back and play, because we'll see if you're going to be great today.
All right. Then
we're looking for new entries.
So it's word association.
And word association.
We'll give you a name and a word, and we're not going to tell you which order they'll come in. We'll sort of mix it up a little bit. And we may use a name or a word over again. You never know.
Very much so. Possibly,
right?
Yep.
So, but the idea is you got to come up with something that we can say, though, at the end of the show. All right, so 407-774-8255 is the number. And you are playing for the greatest prize package in all of talk radio on a regular basis. And that includes these great pillows from Relax and Comfort. And, you know, this is the summertime of the year. These have these cool gel things in them, right?
Yes, the very top layer of the pillow is all cool gel. And then it has a nice curvature for your neck. So even if you sleep on your side or your back, it works really well. And the most important thing is that it's cooling for the summer.
And it has this great bamboo cover you put on it for the winter.
That's right. So if you need to use it in the winter as well, which would be great, right?
Sure.
You don't like it to be that cold, you have a bamboo cover.
And that is part of the prize package. And is that pillow special still going on?
It is, just for the radio listeners, and that's through tomorrow, where you have any pillow in the store, buy one, get one free.
Oh, wow. So get out tonight or tomorrow.
Make sure Jackie delivers it to you at the store.
That means I have to be at all four stores at once. I can't do that yet.
Okay. She can do that. That's right, because they do have four stores where
you can take
advantage of this offer and all of their great offers, and that those stores are located in Windermere. And tell them where the Windermere store is down there.
The Windermere store is 4750 The Grove Drive. It's right on the corner of Apopka Vineland Road and Conroy Windermere Road. It's a brand new plaza, about 4 years old, but you'll see tons of shopping and restaurants there as well, so you'll have a great day out there.
All right. So make a day of it. And that's Windermere store. Then you have the one in Winter Park Village where we did the live remote a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have one in the Seminole Town Center Mall and in the Villages in Lake County. So once again, please take advantage of that. Also, you'll get a cryotherapy session, compliments of Kurt Reed, chillcryosauna.com. And that stuff really does work for those aches and pains.
3 minutes, which is amazing to me. I mean, for your recovery period, it's just tremendous. And our fellow who endorsed it, Nick here, who did, what did he do, Chris? Like 4 days running, like, you know, anywhere from what, 3 miles to 24 miles, whatever?
5K, 10K, unbelievable.
Half marathon, full marathon. It and he said it is as good as advertised. So that's going to be a wonderful prize for the lucky individual.
All right. Speaking of wonderful prizes, you'll also win a larger than life version of the United States Constitution, $75 value, which you can trade in on something else at Dino Rento Studios. That's DinoRentoStudios.com, where they can make just anything you can think of. And you'll also get a gift certificate to Cafe Positano, compliments of Jerry and Jana Shepherd. I was over there to see them this morning. Great folks, Jerry and Jana.
Yeah, they was there yesterday.
They barely got that big old monstrosity thing that you drive around in their building out there.
He just called me and said it was ready this afternoon.
Is that right? Yeah, I didn't realize how big that thing is. Jerry is doing some work on your...
On my suspension, yeah.
Yeah, and so they can do it over there. If you got a Mercedes or a BMW, there's no better place in town to take that vehicle.
And they have a beautiful shop, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my Lord. I couldn't get over how clean it was.
Yeah. And I'll go in there and say, man, this place is spick and span. And they'll go, oh, no, that over there and that over there. And I'm going, wow, man, they really run a tight ship.
Running through my garage, it looks awful good.
Yeah, I wouldn't hesitate taking anything to
that. That ain't so hard there, Micah. But anyway, they do run a tight ship over there, and they're great folks, great, great family folks. And we're just so proud to have them as sponsors of the show. And you'll get, of course, a gift card for Tijuana Flats. Compliments of Rick here.
You bet.
So the greatest prize package in all of radio. And even though you won't be able to come see us at a live remote, until we do another one there, but you can go every week and play trivia at one of your restaurants.
Yeah, we do. We have trivia on Monday nights in Winter Springs, Wednesday in Avalon Park. It's Saturday at the Aloma location and Sunday in Oviedo. And now we have entertainment at both our Oviedo and our Winter Springs stores every weekend going on through the end of August at least.
All right. So please take advantage of that and tell them when you get there. You heard about it on the American Adversaries radio show, if you would, please. So, all right. So that's the prize package. You got the challenge. We got a lot of news to talk about. We're going to weave in and out of this thing here tonight. So, but we do have a contest entry on the line. And I see we also have somebody else on the line who wants to talk about my favorite restaurant.
Wow. Look at this.
So let's take Ken's phone call. Hey, Ken, how you doing tonight? Thanks for calling.
Good evening, boys. How are you?
Okay. Excellent, sir. How about you?
Oh, man. I feel about 20 pounds heavier. I'm fat. Holy cow.
Well, no doubt.
I was able to use a gift certificate that I won from you to Cafe Positano today. And, man alive, that it's great, and it's a lot.
They're generous
the
portions.
Fried calamari and the all American Stromboli. That's a combination that's going to stay with you for the rest of the day.
Ken, they have a half order of spaghetti that actually feeds two people. It's just phenomenal the amount of food that they give you. You know, relative to the price, unbelievable.
The nice thing is, it was literally that. I know this is a shameless plug, but it was so good. I came back to my office and I said, I grabbed two of my coworkers. I said, get two more of our coworkers. Let's go. We're going there tomorrow for lunch. So,
don't miss out on their chicken piccata. It's delicious.
Say that again.
The chicken piccata there. That's all I get. It is delicious.
Well, we're going to have to work our way through that menu. So, I mean, because everything looks good.
Well, Ken, I really appreciate it. Thank you so very much for calling and plugging Pasquale over there. He's a great fella. You know, he's been sponsoring this show for 7 years now, I believe it is.
Yep. I mean,
because we're almost going to be 8 years old.
Yep. Yeah. True fan and a great, great ally.
Yeah. And by the way,
he said that kitchen turns out some great food. And Rick, just so you know, we're regulars at your Oviedo location. Love Tijuana Flats. I'm a Megawana Steak Chimichanga kind of guy.
Yeah, thank you. Well, thank you very much. We love to hear that.
Hey, should we send him another card?
Absolutely.
It's convenient and quick, and the service is phenomenal.
Hey, stay on the line. We'll send you another gift certificate and another card, man. You just earned your pay today.
He definitely earned his pay.
But, hey, listen, when you go back to Positano, check out the artwork on the wall. Now, not the mural.
I love it. It's just like the menu.
But because Pasquale painted those things.
I see his initials down in the corner.
Yeah. Now, he didn't do the mural behind the bar, which is actually, that's Positano, Italy, the mural behind the bar. But virtually all the rest of the artwork in there, he did himself. He's quite a talented young fella. All right. Well, thank you.
He can cook and he can paint. That man's a keeper.
Yeah, and his brother Roberto came up with a lot of those recipes too.
Wow.
So yeah,
nice.
they're the dynamic duo when it comes to Italian eating, buddy. All right, thank you, Ken. God bless you. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Stay on the line. Stay on the line. We'll mail that out to you. Thanks so much. All right, we'll take Robert's contest entry and then we'll take a break. So
hey there, how are y'all?
Excellent.
Hey,
how you doing tonight?
Okay.
All right. So you ready for this? Now, did you play last week?
Yep, I was the first one last week.
Okay.
Oh, I like this type of guy.
You know the routine.
Robert, that's
here.
Terrific.
All right, let me start him off.
Oh, go right ahead.
Let me start him off. Now wait a minute.
That I'm not going to fight over.
I got my paper around here.
Chris was up all last night.
You might have to start off. I can't find my paper with my list of common knowledge.
I'm going to give you a different name. All right.
What the world?
How about this one? Steve Spurrier.
Fun all night long, never boring.
Fun and gun.
Oh, look at him. He's a football. Well, how about
all
that,
right.
Danny? Good.
All right.
Okay. Now for my word. Exorcist.
Oh, what Maxine needs.
Oh, that was good.
What Maxie needs. Boy,
I can see her head rolling around like the Exorcist.
She sure enough got some demons stuck up in that web of hers.
Hey, Robert, that was very good. Your response were terrific.
She needs a lot more than a censure.
That's for sure.
Because she's becoming such a bad... She's so twisted, she's becoming a bad influence on Keith Richards.
Oh boy, that's a bad person.
All right. Yeah, I got that off the bathroom wall and it's got a Tijuana flat.
Oh, come on.
Man.
All right, Robert, thank you for appreciate it. That's the idea, though, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that was good.
We'll give you a word and a name, and you never know where it's going to come from, and you just give us your first response. And so, all right, we'll take a break, come back. The contest lines are open at 407-774-8255. We will be talking about that charade or whatever you want to call it. What did I put here? The sideshow. The carnival sideshow up on Capitol Hill this morning and afternoon. And the Pentagon is refocusing its training efforts, and I'm sure the colonel is going to be happy to hear that. All right, we're the American Adversaries Radio Show, and we'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Your slowdowns on I-4 are starting to pick up, and they continue through downtown Orlando and don't clear up until after the Millennia area right now. 408 east and westbound are fairly clear. You do have a small slowdown on the 408 westbound after you get off of I-4 due to a disabled vehicle. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport, maybe a little bit right before that to the 441, and then you're slow and go through to Pine Hills. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Where are the monkeys and the lions and the tigers and the elephants? What a circus it was today on Capitol Hill. Before we get to that, though, there is a breaking story, a shooting in Annapolis. Is that Annapolis, Maryland?
It's Annapolis, Maryland.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
it's right below Washington, what, 60, 70 miles, Danny?
Right, yeah. But this isn't necessarily the naval.
No, this is a newspaper, the Gazette.
The shooting was at a newspaper in Annapolis. Five people are dead, at least, the police are announcing, and multiple people injured. And evidently, the guy, whoever did this, gave themselves up.
Yeah, he surrendered just about immediately, you know.
Yeah, I think, Danny, you know, you had a pretty good idea there during the break, you know. Just go down in a ball of fire.
Yeah, let him come on out with his hands up and shoot both hands, legs, and everything else and get it over with.
Do it Clint Eastwood style.
He killed five people.
Yeah.
Why does he deserve to walk out like that? Sorry.
Danny, he's a victim of his upbringing. You've got to understand he didn't have the educational opportunity in the environment. No, please.
But I'm not. You got to remember, I'm the not kind and gentle guy, okay?
Do not know if any of the extenuating circumstances, if the person said anything, evidently. He's not cooperating with the police. I have not seen a name yet. Don't know if this was a terrorist incident or something else.
Now, from what we heard earlier, it was a just an individual, and it was disgruntled over something. I don't know now whether it was a girlfriend or job or whatever.
Yeah. Well, once again,
the newspaper is owned by the Baltimore Sun, and the FBI or the local police did go and they evacuated the Baltimore Sun building and checked
as well.
There was nothing there.
All right. So that's pretty much all we know at this point. This story began to break just only about 2 hours ago. So very little other than that is known at the time. But it appears as though at least five people are dead and there are multiple people injured in this Annapolis, Maryland shooting at the Gazette.
Yep.
So we'll keep an eye on that as the show goes along. The contest lines are open. Don't be shy or bashful.
You got your list there, Chris.
That's right.
You're well prepared.
Found my list of names and words, so give us a call at 407-774-8255. In the meantime, it was a bit of a sideshow, not just a bit of a sideshow, it was a sideshow this afternoon with Rod Rosenstein and Christopher Wray in front of a congressional House Judiciary panel, I think it was. But I must admit, there was some good questioning from the Republican side. There was actually a lot of good questioning from the Democrat side. And what I mean by that is they were far more focused, and it was far more teamwork-oriented. They sort of divided up the task of attacking the Republicans' arguments. Arguments like, this investigation has gone on long enough. Arguments about turning over documents. The Democrats methodically went at each one of those arguments in their questioning of Wray and Rosenstein and gave Wray and Rosenstein the opportunity to sit there and be sanctimonious and self-righteous and say, oh, yes, we're doing everything right. We're trying to tell the people on the other side of the aisle how it's supposed to work, but they just can't seem to get it. Was basically the gist of that. Now, you did have some decent questioning on the Republican side, but it was not focused. It was all over the place. And basically, net result, Rosenstein and Wray came out smelling like roses.
Unfortunately.
We'll be right
back.
End of
the story.
With more of the American Adversaries Radio Show on a contest Thursday. Give her a try. You
just
can't win.
Call in.
If you
all we're
doing
is give you a name and another word. That's it. And you could win a, what, $300, $400 package of prizes.
Yep.
Great.
We'll be right back.
I can't be still when old Leonard Skinner's picking down in Jacksonville. People down in Georgia come from near and far to hear Richard Bell.
FM 105.5 and AM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. So far, five deaths have been reported in Annapolis, Maryland, after multiple people have been shot at the Baltimore Sun, which owns the Annapolis newspaper. The shooter is in custody and is said to be being interviewed by detectives. The Maryland governor says not all information can be released at this time, but so far, again, five deaths have been confirmed. First Lady Melania Trump visiting a short-term holding center for migrant minors in Tucson, Arizona. Mrs. Trump listened to officials talk about the facility. It is her second trip in, well, about a week to the border to amid the outrage over President Trump, her husband's now suspended policy of separating migrant children from their families when they cross the border illegally. Stock market today, the Dow up 98 to 24,216. NASDAQ up 59. The S&P closing up 17. For more details on these stories and much more, SRNNews.com.
And the latest answer traffic now.
DeLand City Commissioner is out of jail after he was charged with trafficking prescription drugs. Commissioner Jeffrey Hunter was the victim of extortion in February, and the drug trafficking was found during the investigation. According to reports, he'd been giving drugs to an ex, but even with all that information, a spokesperson said he's not planning on resigning. SpaceX has another launch coming up early tomorrow morning with a window opening at 5:42 a.m. The Falcon 9 will be carrying almost 6,000 pounds of supplies and experiments to the International Space Station. The launch will be happening at the Air Force Station. Lightning Safety Awareness Week is this week, and another Central Floridian got struck by lightning here in the lightning capital of the world. A roofer was working when he was struck, and his co-workers say he was still responsive. DeLand City Hall got struck by lightning last week, which caused it to be closed, and several home fires have been started by lightning over the last few days. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Your slowdowns on I-4 are starting to pick up, and they continue through downtown Orlando and don't clear up until after the Millennia area right now. 408 east and westbound are fairly clear. You do have a small slowdown on the 408 westbound after you get off of I-4 due to a disabled vehicle. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport, maybe a little bit right before that to the 441, and then you're slow and go through to Pine Hills. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
This is former professional wrestler Roxy Astor. I love to wrestle, especially when it comes to politics. For the best in political professional wrestling, I listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer, WORL. I'd go to the mat with these guys any day.
Whatever.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you got the American Adversaries Radio Show on a contest Thursday. All right, we are live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer, from the Relax and Comfort Studios. And, of course, you can see and hear us now live on Facebook, too. That's American Adversaries on Facebook.
You can hear everything that's said.
That's right, Mike McBath. You got Mike McBath, you got is Rick Brown, you got Colonel Danny McKnight, Jackie Ricardo, me, Christopher Hart, and Nick's on the bridge. We are your judges tonight. And so far, the pickings are pretty slim in our contest. Come on now, 407-774-8255. This is an easy one. It's just word association. We give you a name and a word. You simply tell us what pops in your mind.
Pick the phone up, dial it. You might have about $300 worth of wonderful prizes.
That's right.
Tough to beat.
That's right.
And we're looking for some women to compete in this contest,
all right,
too.
And you can also do it via Facebook. That is American mm-hmm. Adversaries on Facebook. Okay, so the challenge is we give you a word, you give us what pops into your mind. Okay. All right, so once again, let me kind of explain what I meant as we were going into the break there, talking about this circus sideshow today, where Rod Rosenstein and Christopher Wray were hauled in front of the House Judiciary Committee, I believe it was. And they were questioned. Obviously, both sides get the opportunity to question. They got 5 minutes each to ask their questions. And even though there was some bloviating on both sides, I must admit most of the bloviating was on the Republican side, which meant if you're bloviating, you ain't asking questions. And if you're not asking questions, there's not much chance you're going to get an answer, good or bad.
Wouldn't it seem to you that they didn't do their homework? In other words, they didn't coordinate, you know, I call it group presentation, because you each get 5 minutes. I mean, you should be going bang, 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 then it goes to Danny, bang,
right.
bang. It goes, seemed like the slobs just walked in and just felt like, oh, you know, shoot from the hip. Hey, buddy, this is involved. This is big time.
And,
what a waste.
And the Democrats did far more of what
right.
Mike is talking about. And they pretty much methodically attacked all of the objections and arguments that the Republicans, the demands for documents,
right.
for instance, and gave Rod Rosenstein an opportunity to sit there and, as I said, sound all sanctimonious and self-righteous and like he's the good guy and all of this. And at one point he even said, you know, I tried to explain there's evidently a procedure, a protocol in the Justice Department about how to handle such requests as this. And so it gave him a chance to sit there and say, answer the Democrat, are you acting according to this protocol? In other words, are you acting according to, quote unquote, the rules? And Rosenstein, oh, yes, of course. Well, of course I am. And by the way, I tried to explain to the people on the other side of the aisle and, the protocol and how we do this, and they just don't seem to get it.
But the problem is no one knows the protocol. No one knows the rules. We don't know if he's an absolute outlaw or not. And the guy comes on like he's a little cherub, which he's far from that.
So wouldn't it have been nice to have the next Republican sit there and say, okay, can you tell us about this protocol? Who drew up the protocol?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a binding protocol? So, you know, it was instead, they sat there and basically argued their own case without asking any questions that it might actually lead to some proof of what they're trying to get to here. They berated him. You know, they said, now how can you, you know, sit there and claim no bias when you have all these emails and stuff like that? You know, you got to drill in, though. You drill in. You bring out an example. You say, okay, so Peter Strzok has a text that says they're going to stop Donald Trump in the election.
What does that mean?
Exactly what does that mean to you? Not what does it mean to Strzok.
Right.
What does it mean to you? And furthermore, what does it mean to this investigation and the credibility of the investigation, sir? And then you drill on his answer, which is probably going to be a non-answer, right? And so the Republicans failed us today.
But when you say I call the MVP on the Republican side was Ron DeSantis.
Who, by the way, is preparing for a debate right down here at the Gaylord Palms at 6:30. You'll be able to watch it on Fox, Brett Baer. He and Adam Putnam.
Right. I think Ron's going to be very difficult to beat in the debate. This is a knowledgeable guy. He's a Harvard graduate. I think he went to Columbia undergraduate school.
It's going to depend on the questions.
No, it will be dependent.
Okay, now, if the questions are about Trump and the investigation and all this stuff, he's going to be right on. But if the questions are about the nuances of Florida politics, it might be Putnam's night. We'll see where the questions go.
Yeah, if it's on sugarcane, Putnam will do
it. What I'm saying is, if it's on the business of Tallahassee, Putnam's a lot closer to Tallahassee than D.C.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Are these pre-prepared questions, Chris, tomorrow night, or who knows? You know, in other words, are you told what the questions will be before we ask them?
Are you talking about
tomorrow night on this debate with
Putnam? No, the debate is tonight.
Oh, tonight.
Tonight, yeah. Brett Baer is hosting it, and presumably Brett Baer doesn't give them the questions.
Okay.
That's not normally the way it's done, unless it's a Democrat
that's
debate.
That's Donna Brazile's job.
That's right.
I was going to say, it doesn't mean it didn't happen.
The Democrats have a propensity to do that sort of thing. But it's not normally done.
Right, that's funny.
All right, but it's going to be a first to test to see how these guys match up one-on-one. And they should have consulted us first. It does start at 6:30, but we'll
work around it.
That's right. By the way, we are monitoring. The police in Annapolis are holding a press conference right now. Basically, so far, we don't see anything new. There is one perpetrator who gave himself up. And if anything else comes out about this, we'll certainly let you know. At least five people are dead in Annapolis in the Gazette, the newspaper. And I'm surprised there's that many people inside a newspaper building anymore.
I know.
Have you ever been down to the Orlando Sentinel building?
There's
nobody there.
Has passed.
Everything's automated.
It is.
Yep.
It is indeed. So anyway, we will monitor that situation. In the meantime, we do have our contest going on. We've got a couple of entrants on the line right now. We do have one line open at 407-774-8255. But to just get back to this thing today, it was a disappointment, but it's just one sideshow in this whole big play that's acting out in front of us right now. But once again, the Republicans were not prepared. They were not coordinated. And they gave Rosenstein a chance to sit there and, you know, sing the praises of Herr Moolah.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was not a good day on the Hill for justice.
It's also very discouraging to the American public who watches this presentation on these people. And you just go like this. Will justice ever prevail?
Well, see, and part of the sad part of it is, too, is a lot of conservatives think the Republicans hit a bunch of home runs today because they sat up there and they bloviated. Right? Mm. That wasn't the purpose of the hearing. The purpose of the hearing was to get answers.
We got no additional information today.
And one or two of the Republicans, like Mike said, DeSantis, and I think Jim Jordan did a decent
job. Jim Jordan
was
aggressive.
Because they were actually asking questions and boring down on him.
Right.
That's what you do in this. He's supposed to be the newsmaker, not you. You see? But they made themselves the newsmaker. It's going to be Jim Jordan or Trey Gowdy and these others, you know. And bless Mike Gallagher's heart, you know, he was on it this morning. He goes, oh, we got a great soundbite from the hearing. We'll be right back. And he comes back. Here's the soundbite. And I'm going, okay, it's Trey Gowdy, and he really knows how to do this. Bless Mike Gallagher's heart. I love the man to death. And so here's the soundbite. It's all Gowdy. There was no question. It was just the same stuff that we know, that we talk about. You got the opportunity to put this guy on the spot.
That's what I say. Take him out in front of the American public, because we all believe inwardly these people are guilty.
It's all for show.
And the Democrat questions were short and crisp, you know, and that's the way you do it.
I know.
You know? You don't need a 50-million-word question to get a response out of the guy. Yep. You tailor it down and you bore down, and it did not happen today. All right, let's get Peggy's contest entry.
Peggy.
And then Patrick. Peggy, how you doing? Yeah.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen, Mike.
Boy, Peggy, you're fired
gentlemen
up.
And Mike. Hear that?
She's a Penn State woman, you know.
It's all in jest, Mike. It's all in jest.
We know. So are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, I got my list out there, so I'll ask the questions here. Yeah. All right, so here's the first one, all right?
Okay.
Sleazy.
Stormy Daniels.
Ooh.
Right to the point, Peggy. Yeah, very good.
All right, so this will
be Stormy Monday.
This will be your name.
Okay.
Bill Nelson.
Oh, sleazy.
Look at that.
I thought she was going to say sleepy.
Peggy, you went the full circle
of life.
This, you know.
All right, so.
Is that funny?
All right, okay.
But that's the way to do it.
Sleepy.
All right. Well, they both work. They both work. All right.
Okay.
All right, Peggy. There you go. All
very
right,
good.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. See, it's just that easy. And there's no real wrong answer. I mean, somebody's going to win the contest, but there's no wrong answer.
It's just what emotionally we'll most desire at the end.
All right, so let's go to Patrick. He's up next. Hey, Patrick, how you doing tonight? Thanks for being out there.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Hey, Patrick.
Thank you, sir. All right, so you ready for this?
Yes, sir.
All right. Mike, why don't you give him a name, and I'll give him a word.
Okay, I'm going to give you one. How about this one? Madonna.
Ooh.
Used up.
Boy, that's cruel.
Patrick,
very cruel, my friend. That's good.
She jumped that, what do they call it? You jumped the way?
You jumped the shark.
Jumped the shark.
Yep. Yeah, that was a while back.
That's funny. Used up.
All right.
Toy.
All right. Okay, you ready for your word?
Yes, sir.
Media.
Liars.
Very good, Donald
Very
Trump.
Good. All right.
That was good.
That was great.
Hey, guys, I got to ask you.
Yeah.
I'm the guy that said Trump ought to hire the Pinkertons and deputize them.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I remember that.
Man, that sounded better and better while I think about it. I don't know if you guys did. I mean, you kind of shot me down. You didn't laugh at me.
No.
That was great. That was real good, Patrick.
We would never do that.
Yeah.
No, it's a matter of fact, we might want him to hire the Pinkertons, just a little extra security for him and his staff.
If you deputize them, and then, they got to have some that has clearances that have,
Let me ask Colonel McKnight. He's here. Colonel, what do you think about that? Pinkerton guards to take care of some of the government's business.
Yeah. I wouldn't go there with that one.
I'd think of better ways, but I
wouldn't do it.
What's that, Patrick?
Chris, I was thinking of Pinkertons to be the impartial investigator.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, you're right.
This is an impartial investigation.
I tell you what, it sounded like a better and better idea the more I think about it now, you know? So,
I don't know. Oh, man.
All right, Patrick.
Yeah, chew on it some, and we'll...
Yeah, I'll let
hopefully,
it...
Hopefully... have a positive response to this contest.
There you go. I'll let it incubate in my noodle a little while. All right, thank you there, Patrick. God bless you. Appreciate you being out there. And he stands a good chance of winning this here contest tonight with those responses.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break, though. When we come back, we got John on the contest line. You can join us as well. That contest line number is 407-774-8255. Somebody will win tonight's contest tonight. And by the way, once again, the debate starts at 6:30, gubernatorial debate, the first, supposedly, of many more Republican debates, primary debates. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Your slowdowns on I-4 are starting to pick up, and they continue through downtown Orlando and don't clear up until after the Millennia area right now. 408 east and westbound are fairly clear. You do have a small slowdown on the 408 westbound after you get off of I-4 due to a disabled vehicle. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport, maybe a little bit right before that to the 441, and then you're slow and go through to Pine Hills. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. The American Adversary is on a contest Thursday. Once again, part of the prize package is a great memory foam pillow from Relax and Comfort. But they got so much to offer over there. And it's so they make it so easy to own these things. And if you don't like it, guess what?
You actually have a 120-night comfort promise that we offer you. Wow. So you could sleep on it for 120 nights and not have to worry about not liking it. Because if you do, first of all, you have several options in one bed. So at the touch of a button, you could change it if you don't like it. Continue to sleep in it, and you still have that comfort promise right behind it.
And it's so important to be sleeping correctly, and it affects all aspects of your life if you're not sleeping correctly. Fatigue can lead to a number of things. Sleep apnea can be a result of fatigue, believe it or not. Right. And also irritability, poor judgment, all of these things. And
Weight gain as well. Yeah, you know, a lot of people ask me, what do I do to maintain my health? And, you know, one of the things is, of course, diet and exercise. But if there's no sleep or you're not sleeping correctly, that actually makes you gain weight.
I think we would all agree that Jackie sounds, looks very healthy.
I know. Jackie, you must get a lot of sleep.
I get a very good sleep. I have a relaxing comfort bed.
I know a lot of people don't get a lot of sleep. You know?
And it shows. It shows. But go ahead.
Yes. So I did some research on this, and since I'm a sleep nerd now, you know, I found out that one of the research showed that one night of sleep deprivation also raises the cortisol level. And cortisol actually is responsible for increasing belly fat.
Is that right?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Also, it increases the appetite and fat storage. So if you're not sleeping well, that's going to add and hinder to any diet and exercise you're doing. On top of that, sleeping less than 7 hours per night can reduce or even undo the benefits of dieting. So all of the things that you're worrying about eating every day to stay healthy, if you're not sleeping, guess what? It's not going to work.
No, it's not. So once again, the proper rest is so important. And your friend Jay Hoffman, our friend Jay Hoffman, who's in Israel right now, is actually doing a research project on this at UCF in terms of athletes and military personnel. But it applies to everyone.
I'm always going to kick out of the weight aspect she ties to it. Think of the billions of dollars the American public spends on losing weight. Mm-hmm. And here's one of your more simplified solutions.
That's right. It is a key to the whole puzzle.
Sleeping right or wrong changes your whole life. All right. So please check them out at Relax and Comfort. They got these great sleep systems, which are totally adjustable. Rick, you sleep on one, right?
I've had mine for over a decade, and I just love it. We recently rebuilt it and put new parts in. It's like brand new. And it's so incredibly comfortable. Every night you can change the setting on it to suit how your body's feeling, whether you've had a hard workout, whether you're feeling great, whether there are three dogs on the bed with you. You can adjust the settings. Raise the head, raise the foot. It has a massage option.
Yes.
And it's just the best thing we've ever bought.
And, you know, we try to make it affordable for everybody. You know, a lot of people have every single excuse in the world not to invest in their health. And one of the things is, how do you pay for it? But we have zero interest options. It could be as low as $4 to maybe $5 a day. Between two people, that's $2.50 each to improve your health.
And that's just for a couple of years,
That's it.
So.
Yeah, couple of years. That's it. And then you sleep for the rest of your life because these are renewable and refreshable. So you make those beds brand new whenever you want, just like Rick did.
And believe me, folks, it'll make a world of difference in your life. And, you know, and you won't know if you're doing it, if you're sleeping properly, unless you try one of these beds,
right.
These sleep systems. So that's at Relax and Comfort. All right. And John may just win one of those memory foam pillows tonight because he's up next in our contest. Hey, John, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Excellent,
all right,
sir.
John.
Thank you for calling. You're up next.
Yeah. All right. Let's go 2 for 2.
All right. You ready for this thing?
Yeah,
Mike, you give him a word this time and I'll give him a name.
Okay, my word will be, this is one of my favorite ones, victimhood.
Mm.
Oh, that would be Maxine Waters' Crazy Delusional.
That's right on the money. Very good.
All right. And my name for you is going to be Peter Fonda.
Fonda?
Peter Fonda.
I was going to say, who's that? But I did that last week, so I'm going to say... Nobody.
A nobody.
That's a good summary. That's about what the guy is. What was it? Easy Rider was the only film I can remember he was ever in.
He pretty much is a nobody. Yep. And so that's very descriptive of him, actually, there, John. Excellent. All right. That's the way you do it.
His claim to fame is being the brother of the traitorous Hanoi Jane.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the extent of his fame.
And the son of a decent actor. All right. So thank you, John. Appreciate it. That's how we play the game, ladies and gentlemen. It's just that easy. 407-774-8255 is the number. Some other things were going on today besides the hearing on Capitol Hill. The president was in Wisconsin for the ribbon-cutting ceremony for a huge, beautiful new factory being built there.
You know, that was amazing, too. It's like a $10 billion package that's going to, in the end, it's going to have over 10,000 employees. And,
now,
you know,
this would have been announced, I think, last year.
Yeah,
this was the official beginning of the construction.
It was Foxconn. They're out of Taiwan. And they expect to have 13,000 people ultimately employed. I think that's the good news. The bad news is they're going to have to live in Wisconsin. but I will say,
send your hate mail, you Wisconsinites, to Mike.
I was going to say, we're only kidding. Having lived in Buffalo, Wisconsin's a lot rougher, I can tell you that. But the idea behind it is going to help the state ultimately. The state did subsidize this, though, to the tune of $4 billion, which is $19,000 per job created, which is pretty stiff when the average subsidy to a job brought in is normally $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
So a pretty stiff number, but again, Wisconsin needs to be actually, and in reality, if you've been up there, I know you have, Danny, like I have, it needs to be populated. When you're going up there, have a good time. We're with you 100%.
Yeah, go up there when the weather's really warm. That's 2 months out of the year.
All right, 407-774-8255 for that contest line. A couple of other things while we have a minute here. The market actually was up a little bit today, and the first quarter GDP final number came out at 2%.
Yeah, no, I always get a kick out of it. They constantly adjust it, you know. And
it's about the third or fourth time.
I know,
yeah.
But I mean, the reality is it didn't change that much from the original number. But the market today was up 98 points, and the reality is we went as high as 190 points today. I think the big player in the last 3 days has certainly been oil. You know, oil was up over 8% in the last 3 days. It's up over 18% for the year, which will be reflected in everyday living at your gas tank, which
already,
I'm afraid
you're seeing it.
And I, you know, it sounds funny though. Like if a guy gets a tank full of gas today, you know, 2 days from now, I wouldn't be surprised in all seriousness if it's like 20 cents more a gallon.
Yeah.
And because, you know, this shock has really accelerated in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other aspect, too, is they were just talking about this tariff situation. But, again, our Canadian tariffs begin July 1st, okay? And then China begins July 6th. And we'll see where we go. But as I know, Chris, we've talked about it numerous times, Trump's a big player. He's going to make a lot of noise. He's going to try to scare everybody. Our own people will certainly be shook up about it initially. But if we can get this job done, he's done a great tribute to the American people. So we'll find out.
Well, I think this is more than bluster, too. Of course, we're going to find out soon. But I think there will be some tariff increases going on. There's going to be some tit for tat going on here. And it's going to be a question as to who's going to back down, who's going to blink first. In the meantime, we have to take a break. We got to do that right now.
We'll get back to Sue.
We'll
She's
be up
the next one.
Yeah, in our contest, Sue. Please do stay on the line, and you will be next in the contest. All right, we are on a contest Thursday, American Adversaries Radio Show, which you now can also watch on the Titan Cave Cam. That's American Adversaries. And don't forget, we are indeed coming to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios, where I'm wearing my Make America Sleep Great Again hat.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer, WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends when I'm a road.
Welcome to hour number two, the decisive hour of our contest Thursday, because at the end of this hour, we will have a winner to tonight's contest. And it might be you, ladies and gentlemen, if you get in. If you get in, you got a chance to win. And we got a couple of contestants on the line right now. We'll get to those ladies here in just a moment. Let me just go around the room here and once again introduce the judges. I'll deal to the left here, starting with Jackie Ricardo of Relax and Comfort.
Hello, hello. Real quick, say hello to the people on Facebook commenting. That's Nicholas, Frank, and Michelle.
Hey, Michelle. Michelle's a regular now. We appreciate that, Michelle. Love you. All right. Next to Jackie is Colonel Danny McKnight. Great to always see you, Colonel.
I'm always happy to be here. Wish I could be here more often.
Yeah, so do we. And same goes for Rick Brown.
Always how you doing,
great
sir?
To see Rick.
Yeah. Always good to be here.
Yeah, you were on the road a couple of weeks there, but you're back in town
back.
Now. That's right. And of course, Mike McBath, the creator of our contest.
Right, and I'm still excited about this week of Trump. I mean, you talk about a great week for the Republican Party. This is one of the great ones.
I think they've actually had a number of, even last week.
That was a good week too, but boy, this was strong.
With all the hysteria going on in the media, I think it actually was a good week for the president. I am Christopher Hart. Nicholas Cicero is on the bridge. We are your judges tonight. So please give us a call if you want to get in. It's the Word Association. We'll give you a name and a word one at a time, and you simply tell us what pops into your mind. All right, so that's the name of the game tonight. And once again, you're playing for a great prize package. Now, Sue has been patiently waiting through that long break, so I want to go right to the contest line and start with Sue and then Deborah. So, and we, through with serious consultation, we decided that Jackie would,
she's stepping forward
for the challenge. That's right. Yep. Women's power here tonight.
Oh, and by the way, and Tom, he just commented on Facebook. Thank you for watching, Tom.
We appreciate all you folks out there. All
right, okay, so for Sue.
Hold on a second. Let's go to Sue. Sue, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Excellent. Well, thank you for calling and your patience waiting through that break like that. We appreciate it.
I watch you every night.
All right. Well, thank you very much. All right. Now, Jackie is going to give you your name and your word. And you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here you go.
The name is Adam Putnam.
Whoa.
Ooh. honest.
Okay.
There you go. That was good.
All right.
Okay.
Here's your word.
Sleep.
Sleep?
Sleep.
Oh, sleep.
Yes.
Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah. She's just been asleep for the last 30 years.
In a deep sleep for sure.
Oh, boy.
That's for sure. Excellent.
That was very good, Sue.
Sue, very good. That's strong. Those are strong
I've got
interest.
One question.
Please, go ahead.
Where's the laughing boy tonight?
Oh, the laughing man.
Laughing boy.
I think Randy might be at the debate out at the Gaylord Palms. I know he's going to be out there all day tomorrow. But, yeah, he's right. He's always in the thick of things. You can rest assured. But he'll be back in next Thursday night. Thank you, Sue. I'll tell him you were asking about him.
Thank you.
The laughing boy.
Laughing boy.
I think we have.
Oh, that's going to stick.
Oh, yeah.
Might even have that.
Thank you, Sue. All right, so let's go to Deborah. Deborah, hey, how you doing tonight? Thank you for calling.
I'm doing great.
I'm glad to hear that. Thanks for being out there and listening.
Enthusiastic, isn't it?
All right, so we're going to
Every night.
Love that. Whoa. All right, so we're going to do the same with you. Jackie will give you your name and your word. So you know how to do this. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, so here goes Jackie. Jackie?
Hi, Deborah. The first name is going to be Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Undersedated.
That's good. Undersedated. That's
I love that.
That was real good.
And that was fast.
I know. She was on fire.
Undersedated.
Very
all
good.
Right.
And then here's for the word is overweight.
Geez, overweight. I could go a lot of directions with that one round, but I guess I would say. Political bias is overweight.
It is. It is, because it's an overweighted argument. Political bias.
Right. Very nice.
I like that. Jumped right in there.
Very good.
And that's in the tone and tenor of the show.
That's exactly. Good job. Well,
thank you, Deborah. Excellent. Excellent work.
I wanted to let you guys know that my parents, very big fans of Trump as well, live in Arizona, and I was just out there in Tucson, and turn them on to you guys as well. So there's people from all over the world now probably watching you.
Well, I know that our good friend Gary watches us every morning over there in Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
And Gary, thank you so very much for doing that. We appreciate it. Deborah, thank you so much for that. Make sure we have your information. And
I will.
And even if you don't win tonight, I'm going to send you a little consolation prize for spreading the word about the American adversaries.
Thanks. All right. You guys are the best. You make my day.
All right. And by the way, those are strong entries, though. I'll tell you that right now. Those are strong entries.
Sounds like a bribe, so, Chris.
Deborah, were you out in Arizona just visiting?
She's gone.
Oh, she's gone.
We got her information, though. But by the way, the First Lady, Melania Trump, was in Arizona today at the border, once again, to bring attention, not to the plight of the illegals, but to, if you will, and this will be my word, the plight of the Border Patrol and the border agents and what they're doing and trying to bring attention to how professional and how compassionately they conduct their jobs. They conduct themselves. They know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They know it's painful to these people. They don't try to rub it in or something right. like that. They try to make it as less traumatic as possible.
Do you think Michelle Obama would have done that?
And by the way, all the attention has been on the kids and the trauma to the kids. It appears as though, and this is visits from both sides of the aisle, that the kids are doing just fine. It's the mamas who aren't doing so good. It's the mothers, and you might expect this.
Sure.
Right? The parents are going to be to the kids, it's mm-hmm. in a way an adventure.
Right.
And for most of these kids, if they're coming from the dire circumstances they're coming from, don't you think that they're feeling pretty good sleeping on a concrete floor, if that's right. what it is? And it ain't.
It ain't.
It's a lot better than that. And they're more than happy to be there.
It is amazing how they don't explain how well these right. kids are treated relative to right. where they came from.
And yes, it's traumatic for the mothers, mm-hmm. but they're the ones who chose to make the journey and do this. So, and I'm not, you know, trying to be discompassionate here or incompassionate. I'm just trying to state the facts.
Well, your word is heal.
Thank you very much. Fits like a glove. According to Maxine.
Maxine.
All right, let's get Jordan's contest entry in. And then I've got a couple of questions for Colonel McKnight. Hey, Jordan, how you doing tonight?
I'm well. How are y'all?
Excellent, sir. Thank you so much for being out there for us. We appreciate that.
Sure.
Okay, so you ready for your contest entry, your association?
I was born ready.
All right, Mike's going to take this one.
Wow, okay. For the word, I think you'll be able to do a good job on this one. Thief. I know.
Oh, my goodness. Where do I start?
That's right.
That's part of the problem with that word.
That might be the
homies,
answer.
Homies.
Comies. Homies.
Homies.
Very
homies.
Good.
Yes, Comies, homies.
That was really good. Good.
All right.
Okay.
Here's your name.
This is to mix it up a little bit. Bruce Jenner. I love his evil laugh, you know. I mean,
it's like you got to wonder.
Yeah. Or Caitlin, whatever.
Well, as the Wicked Witch of the West once said, these things must be done delicately. I think I'll say just crossing the line.
Crossing the line. Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
Good.
Crossing, you get it?
That's good.
Crossing,
good.
As in cross-dresser, crossing the line.
I'm writing down your quote, though, from The Wicked Witch of the West. That's pretty classic.
Yeah, that was good.
It's too. All right, Jordan, thank you so much. We appreciate you being there and participating in the contest. All right, ladies and gentlemen, just that easy. 407-774-8255. While we have a moment here, Colonel McKnight, I want to ask you a couple of questions. The president first announced, it was a couple of weeks ago, and then he's brought it up a couple of times since, about a space force, a whole separate branch of the military for space operations. Good idea, bad idea?
Well, we've got space programs going right now, you know, and I don't know that we need to create another one until we get these all taken care of and decide what we're really going to do. Because the space programs changed so dramatically after the shuttle program went away. I mean,
right.
Everybody's sort of reaching for now, what are we going to do, how are we going to do it? And I know there's a lot of things that go up and they come down and all that, but I'm not very hip on what's going on right now. So I think something needs to be done. And maybe that's what President Trump's goal is, to make it change back to being something that's worthwhile. I mean, we shoot something up
space,
and it comes back in.
You're talking about the space program.
Right. And, you know, if that's – I don't think that's a military thing myself.
All right. Okay, I think what is in the president's mind, I'm just speculating here, is that China is already developing
right.
space-based weapons, and probably the Russians are doing the same thing. And we most likely have a program of our own. And I think he's thinking that it might get lost in the sauce, being that you
sort of formalize it.
Right, yeah. So, but the other question I wanted to ask you was...
Well, Chris, I have to say, we had long talked about that space situation with China and Russia. They had already, you know, they've already done things up there that impacted us.
Right.
I mean, it really happened, you know.
China did something, knocked something out. Russia did something, knocked something out. And it was our stuff. So I think if the president's using that to say we've got to do something to fix that and stop it from happening, I agree with that. I really do.
Right. And it is, you know, something that the liberals have been fearing for some time, you know, the quote-unquote militarization of space.
It's already done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right?
It's already done.
It wasn't our choice or not.
And I thought what the president was doing was creating this overreaching organization to consolidate all the various efforts of all the various intelligence and military options that are now dealing with space-based issues. And so that's what I thought he was doing, was creating the Space Force, which is going to bring all of these things underneath it, kind of like Homeland Security did with Coast Guard, and, you know.
Yeah, we don't need it spread out. We don't need everybody doing
their own thing.
No, it all needs to be put together.
Right.
I
think that's what he was trying to do is coordinate these efforts because the Air Force has their efforts, the Navy has their efforts, the space program, what's less left of it, has their efforts. And so it is something that needs some form of coordination.
But I agree with you. I think the payload lifts and the cargo deliveries and that kind of thing and the exploration and the scientific packages don't belong in the military per se. Unless there's an offshoot that will benefit the military in some way.
All right. The other thing I wanted to get your opinion on is this came out just yesterday, I think it is, and that is that the Army training. Have you ever heard of Colonel John O'Grady? He is now the chief of the Army's Collective Training Division. And I guess he's over in the Pentagon, over the training regimen. And let me just read to you from the story. And this is a story that appeared in the Washington Times. It says, fighting will now take preference over dealing with transitioning transgender troops, drug abuse, and other issues as the Army seeks to overhaul its training regimen to hone its soldiers' battlefield skills. These mandated training requirements served as barriers to maximizing time to building readiness and lethality. In other words, focusing on transgender transitioning and other issues other than military training were taking precedence. I take it that's good news to your ears.
It's great news. That got in the way so bad during the Obama administration. They turned things upside down in terms of worrying about, you know, transgender and like you're saying and all those things. And they let it get in the way, and it really, really hindered and hurt our ability to train the right way. Thank goodness, I think our Secretary of Defense has a play in this one, and General Mattis.
Yeah.
And I think had made it clear already, we have got to go back to the days of training for real and not worry about these little bitty petty things that people think are important to deal with. Because I tell you, some of the things, even when I was still there, before I retired, you could already see it coming. You got to be kind and gentle. Well, guess what? If you're going to be in the Army, you're going to be in the Air Force, Marines, whatever, kind and gentle is not what we do. That's not our
job
requirement,
right?
It's a job.
You blow
right.
things up and you kill people.
That's right. I mean, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to protect the United States of America, and that means we go to other countries to do some of that. But it is a breath of fresh air to hear that they're going to push all those little petty things aside and focus on training the way it should be done.
Right. And they're not making any policy statements in terms of who can be in the Army or not. They're simply saying, if you're in the Army, expect to be trained to be a soldier.
That's right.
And that's going to be the primary focus. That may be the only focus, because that's what the Army is all about. And I would presume that the Marine Corps is going to follow suit.
I would expect that pretty well, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you just look at some of the things that's happened when you mentioned transgender and stuff, and you can remember recently some of those things really got in the way.
Right.
And I think General Mattis said, no, this is not what we're supposed to do in our military.
Right. Okay, what we're supposed to do is take a break because the clock here says zero. We'll do that, take a break, and come back. We have the contest lines open. We've got some pretty stiff competition in there, but that doesn't mean you can't win this contest tonight. It's word association. Come on now, call. We got a bunch more words and a bunch more names we'd like to get through here. But we got to have some contestants. 407-774-8255 is the number. We will be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Your slowdowns on I-4 are starting to pick up and they continue through downtown Orlando and don't clear up until after the Millennia area right now. 408 east and westbound are fairly clear. You do have a small slowdown on the 408 westbound after you get off of I-4 due to a disabled vehicle. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport, maybe a little bit right before that to the 441, and then you're slow and go through to Pine Hills. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, contest is on. You can win, but you got to get in. 407-774-8255 is the number. Just a couple of news highlights. Once again, the news conference is over. The police in Annapolis, really no more details than we already had. At least five people dead, numerous other people wounded, and a shooting at the local newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland, the Gazette, and the perpetrator gave himself up and yet is not cooperating with the police, so we don't know at this point what the motive was. And if we find anything out before the show is over, we'll let you know. In the meantime, the debate, the Republican gubernatorial debate here in Florida, is getting ready to start here in mere moments. And we will choose a winner for our contest here in about a half an hour.
So I know, they're going to be nice prizes
got time to
for
get
those
in.
Who step forward. So
that's right.
Bring it on.
All right. And the president has agreed to meet Vlad Putin in Helsinki.
Very nice.
And that's going to be on July the 16th. So that's just coming up.
Well, the
here
weather should
in
at least be nice in Helsinki. You know,
you ever been there?
No, I haven't. I've been to Finland, but not Helsinki. You know, so it should be a pleasant period of time.
Yeah,
as long as it's not January.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Join you in Wisconsin, right? With the $10 billion being spent there to create, that's great.
All right. So once again, the contest lines are open. It's word association. You call us up. We give you a word, and we give you a name. You simply tell us what pops into your brain. Like with Deborah, we gave her the name Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and she came up with Under Sedated.
That was terrific. That's
right?
Terrific.
Yeah, yep. I like that one.
Yep,
yeah,
very good.
And when we came up, John, when we gave him the name Peter Fonda, he came up with Nobody.
All right. On the money. On the money.
It's that easy, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
All right. 407-774-8255 is the number. We'll take a break, come back. We got some other news we'll weave into the show here as we do our contest. But we will choose the winner before we get out of here in a half an hour. All right, so stick around for more of the American Adversaries Radio Show. Once again, you are listening to us live and can watch and listen to us live on Facebook. That's American Adversaries. We's a waving at you. And say, hey, Deborah, thank you for watching on Facebook. We'll be right back.
Moving around from town to town is what makes me so free.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. 5.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. So far, still five deaths reported in Annapolis, Maryland, after multiple people were shot and injured at the Baltimore Sun. A white male suspect, they say. The shooter, armed with a long gun, is in custody being interviewed by detectives. The Maryland governor says not all information can be released at this time. First Lady Melania Trump visiting a short-term holding center for migrant minors in Tucson, Arizona. Mrs. Trump listened to officials talk about the facility. It's her second trip in about a week to the border amid authorities grappling over outrage over the law of separating migrant children from their families when they cross the border illegally, a law that her husband, President Trump, overturned a few days ago. On the stock market today, the Dow ending up 98 to 24,216, NASDAQ up 59, the S&P closing up 17. You're listening to SRN News.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com, Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Everybody, that's right. It's your boy, the 7-foot wonder kid himself, the Blueprint Matt Morgan, the genetic giant. And right now, you're listening to the American Adversaries Political Professional Wrestling Show only on Orlando's WRL FM 105.5 and on AM 660. The Answer.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, thanks for tuning in tonight. We appreciate it. It is a contest Thursday night. And we're running an extension of last week's contest. That's the word association contest. You call us, we give you a name and a word, and one at a time, and you simply tell us what pops into your mind. All right? Okay, so 407-774-8255 is the number for contest entries or comments. You got Mike McBath, Rick Brown, Colonel Danny McKnight, Jackie Ricardo, myself, Christopher Hart, and Nick Lo Cicero as your judges tonight. We got some pretty good competition in already, but that doesn't mean you can't be the one who wins, but you got to get in to win.
We have some Facebook responses here, Chris?
No, but we do have a lot of folks responding, yeah. Leaving comments on Facebook. We appreciate that. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. And yes, Michelle, I got a lot of hats, a lot of caps. All right, when you got a mug like this, you want to cover up as much of it as possible. And anyway, the president was in Wisconsin today. He is still out there, in essence, stumping for candidates all over the country, even though this was the ribbon-cutting ceremony of this Foxconn, big $10 billion-plus Foxconn factory that they're building in Wisconsin. And, in fact, in spite of all the, quote-unquote, tariff things going on, more and more companies are seeking to invest here in the United States. Did you hear what Greg Norman said on Fox and Friends? I guess it was this morning or yesterday morning?
No.
You know, the shark.
The golfer.
Yeah, yeah. And he says all around the world, people are telling him they're glad America's back.
Well, you know, you also come here for safety reasons. You know, in other words, look at what goes on everywhere in the world. When you want to raise your children here, whether we had tax increases or not.
Well, but that's not what Norman is saying. What Norman is saying is people around the world are glad that America is retaking its leadership role in the world. Let me put it this way. Its rightful leadership role in the world. And what I mean by rightful, I'm not talking about in a moral sense, although the argument could definitely be made.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm talking about is in terms of who is best positioned to lead the world into the future in terms of morality as well as economy.
It is the military.
It is the United and safety.
Right.
It is the United States of America. And it has been since the founding of this country until, you know, an administration comes along every now and then that kind of messes all that up, like the last one.
Right.
And this is what Greg Norman is commenting about.
And he's taking it right on the surface. He's, let's say, a professional athlete who is a good businessman. He can observe. He goes everywhere in the world because they got courses everywhere. He gets the feedback, and, you know, it's nice to see that message delivered to the American people.
And, of course, President Trump jumped all over it and thanked him for his comments. And, of course, now the media is probably going to trash him, and he'll have to eat at his own establishments from now on.
Yeah, yeah, they'll chase him out of the golf course.
You know, and I've been rethinking this Sarah Huckabee Sanders thing at the Red Hen Inn or whatever it is the other day, right? Now, think about this for – let's look at this another way for a minute here. It kind of reminds me of a Seinfeld episode where George beat this guy out of a suit that they both wanted to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And George goes to a restaurant, and the waiter says something about the cook wants to send something special to your table. And he turns around, and he sees it's this guy, right? And so he doesn't eat what the guy sends out. So if you are Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and you go to a restaurant where you don't know it, but the owner hates your guts, would you rather they throw you out or serve you something?
Chris.
I would rather get thrown out.
Yeah, that's a fact.
If you ever worked in a restaurant, you would definitely know that that's a real true situation. I mean, I worked in restaurants through high school and college, and oh, my God, what goes on?
Mm. Not at mine.
Not at yours, Rick. This was years ago.
Let's just say maybe that woman did Sarah a favor
by throwing her out.
But nonetheless, it is the atmosphere can be poisonous out there. But I still got my Trump sticker on my car.
Right.
I'm still wearing my Make America Great Again hat and my Make America Great Sleep Great Again hat.
We're going to have to get some more contests, you know what I mean, for bumper stickers because I haven't decorated my car yet. You know,
that's right.
I've noticed that, yes.
I know. I mean, Danny, you noticed it when you pulled in, and I feel like I'm walking around naked until I get the right bumper sticker. So we're going to have to
get going that far.
I was going to say, that's a thought we didn't need.
That's a bad thought. My selection of words leaves something to be desired there.
Maybe that would be a word in our contest. All right. 407-774-8255 is the number if you do want to get into the contest tonight. And by the way, you only got about another segment of the show to go here to do that. And it appears as though the gubernatorial debate has started, and this is being hosted by Fox. So after the show, if you would like to take that in, you can certainly do so. Once again, the sideshow that went on in Congress today, DeSantis was one of the stronger questioners on the Republican side.
Without a doubt.
Unfortunately, he was kind of out there by himself. There did not seem to be any coordination amongst the Republicans in their approach to this hearing, and there seemed to be a lot of coordination amongst the Democrats in their approach to this hearing. And, they elicited the type of responses that you would expect them to elicit, but they did it in a very methodical fashion, which means it can be very convincing to some people out there. And the Republicans spent most of their time basically complaining rather than questioning.
Showboating.
Exactly.
Yep.
And the showboating
getting
was
sound bites.
Right, and it was complaining. And it gave Rosenstein the opportunity to sit there and basically treat them as, children, which he took the opportunity to do.
And, DeSantis was also a JAG, in the military.
Yeah, he was in the Navy.
Well, his credentials, they just listed them relative to the other. I mean, you talk about impressive. Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Yeah.
He looks stressed, doesn't he?
Yeah. So the debate is going on right now, and the summit is going to go on through tomorrow, and there are a lot of great speakers going on out there at the summit. So anyway, we'll update you as that goes on as well. Also, the Democrat Party is having their annual convention, and their rules committee is looking over the rules, considering what happened in 2016.
They're having their convention?
Their rules committee.
Where is it going to be held?
No, it's going on right now.
Oh.
And what they're considering doing is changing the role of superdelegates. Now, they have this thing where superdelegates can vote in the primary and can sway the election. As a matter of fact,
that's what affected Bernie, right?
Right.
Bernie Sanders.
That was part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, the operation was a little more sophisticated than that, but that was definitely part of it. And as a matter of fact, they were quite open in making the arguments that it wasn't, the voters who were supposed to be the ones. Even the Republicans, if you remember, were arguing that we're just kind of going through the motions of actually holding these elections. But, we, the delegates, are going to be the ones who choose the nominee. And I can remember even our own colleague Hugh Hewitt longing for a contested convention where the delegates, after one ballot, they would be free to desert Donald Trump and vote for my guy, right?
Where is that dangerous, though?
It is
dangerous.
Really,
it
dangerous.
Is. But the Democrats, have this concept of superdelegates, which at least the Republicans don't have. And what they're going to do is there will still be superdelegates. They're not getting rid of the concept, but what they are considering doing is restricting them. Pardon me, from not voting on a first ballot. It's kind of the Hugh Hewitt idea, though.
Yep.
If somebody doesn't get a majority in the first ballot, then you're throwing it to the powers that be to choose the nominee. So on the face of it, it looks like they're making a step perhaps away from the superdelegate.
Mm-hmm.
If it is, it's a baby step, because they will still be able to wield a great deal of power in the party. But the Democrats, as I said, they're going to be doing some soul searching, I do believe, as we go in toward the end
now,
of the year.
Will they be discussing the drop from 60 votes to 51 now that we...
As a matter of fact, they're discussing that quite a bit.
Bad mistake, my friend. And you're going to be... That happened in 2013, and now it's payday.
And
you should have never done it.
And a lot of Democrats are saying exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reality is set in. It didn't take long for the reality. We said it on the show last night. There's nothing, as long as the Republicans stay together, and may even get up a Democrat vote or two, there's nothing they can do to stop President Trump's nomination.
Right.
Did you see Flake the day came out and said he would not, go
step
against the president?
Right.
Thank God, question idiots like that running around.
Right. Well, McCain's probably not going to be there to make the vote. So doesn't matter how he would vote anyway. So
mm-hmm.
he's probably not able to make it there to vote. A distinct possibility, however may be, and this is just the fact of the matter, he may pass away prior to there being a vote, and it appears as though his wife will be appointed to take his seat, and in that case, she would be there to make the vote. And it will be her, Lisa Murkowski, and Susan Collins will be the iffy votes on the Republican side, okay? Because they're pro-choice. And the president's made it quite clear his nominee is going to be pro-life. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Now, McCain's wife being a who appoints her? The governor?
The governor.
The governor appoints her. Couldn't he make it real clear to her, hey, you're not getting appointed unless I know the route you're going?
He doesn't have to appoint her at all. It's just sort of the traditional thing to do.
Well, you know what? Unless I get a commitment, you're not getting appointed because I'm not going to even put this up for debate. Well, it's a murder to the Republican ideology if this is a mistake.
And whoever gets appointed, whether it's her or someone else, will be able to finish out his term.
Right.
They've passed a deadline where it would have required, had it happened before the deadline, which I think it was June the 1st, there would have had to have been a special election. But that's no longer the case. Whoever gets appointed will serve out his full term, which will be until 2024.
Banana Republic much?
I mean, 2022, because he was just reelected in 2016.
Can you imagine though, as the governor? I mean, you'd be writing it down on paper. I mean, look, you're going to go this route because this is just going to be murder if she turned against the party.
It could be. I mean, how can you be worse for the party than the man himself?
Right, I agree. What he did on the health care is just unforgettable.
He wasn't a part of the party anyways.
Yep. Yeah, he never really saw himself as... Yep. Saw himself as a senator, not as a Republican.
Yep, that's true.
And so, all right, 407-774. I can't believe we don't have some final contestants getting into this thing
here. With these prizes and the opportunity to meet Jackie at the store when you get
your pillow
and everything.
Well, you got that opportunity every day anyway.
I know, but this is special. She'll be handing you a pillow.
There you go. All right, so somebody is going to win the contest tonight. We will make that determination in the next segment of the show. So if you'd like to participate, please do give us a call at 407-774-8255. We've got a little bit more news we're going to weave into things, too, as well. We'll take a break, though, here in a few seconds, and we'll check in on the gubernatorial debate that is now going on at the Gaylord Palms Hotel. Beautiful hotel down there in Kissimmee.
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
And so we'll check in on that. And when we come back, we'll also determine our winner tonight. So if you want to get in, now is the time to do it. Okay. Once again, you are listening to the American Adversaries, and a lot of you are watching and listening on Facebook. Thank you so very much for doing that. We really appreciate it. Titan Cave Cam doing its job tonight.
Titan Cave Cam.
That's right. All right. So we'll take that break. Come back with more of the American Adversaries radio show. And you, I hope.
FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh, my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $249 per person. Or how about a 7-night Alaska cruise from $649 per person? On Celebrity Cruises, book a balcony or higher on a 7-night select Caribbean, Europe, or Alaska sailings and receive specialty dinner for two. Get free prepaid gratuities on select sailings with Oceania Cruises. Sandals and Beaches all-inclusive resorts are up to 65% off. Get free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterways River Cruises.
Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
All right, once again, thanks for tuning in to the American Adversaries Radio Show. And thank you, folks, once again, who are watching live and listening on Facebook. We do definitely appreciate that and all your great comments as well. Okay, all right, we're in the midst of a contest Thursday. 407-774-8255 is the number. You still have a few minutes to call to get in, and in about 5 minutes, we will determine the winner here tonight. And we got Eddie on the line, and one of his friends was a winner because of a suggestion Eddie made to him. You know what I'm talking about, Eddie? How you doing tonight?
Hey, how are you guys doing? And ladies and gentlemen.
How you doing?
Those out in Radio Land. I'm doing great. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, we can.
We can hear you, Eddie.
Yeah. No, I was just referencing the fact you sent your friend to one of our sponsors.
Yeah, it's over the Southern Nissan, and I said, hey, go check this out. They got some really good deals on the van you're looking for. And turns out of all the Nissan dealers, Sullivan was the best hands down.
How about that?
Right. Terrific,
and
Eddie.
Rick, you were over there just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, we had some service done there. It was fantastic.
And they're great folks over there. Sutherland Nissan is located at East Colonial Drive and Chickasaw Trail. And they got work vans. They got Titan trucks over there. They got SUVs. They got that Rogue and a couple of others. And then, of course, they're all their great automobiles. They have pre-owned automobiles, brand new ones. And as Eddie said, they'll work real hard to give you the best deal in town.
And a great service department. It was clean. It was friendly. They took really good care of us. We've been taking our Armada all the way up to the land and then decided to go to Sutherland because they were a sponsor here, and they've been great.
All right. Good. And their website is OrlandoNissan.com. That's OrlandoNissan.com. And when you check them out, tell them the Titans of Talk Radio sent you there to check out their Titan trucks. That's, of course, us, the American Adversaries. Well, thanks again, Eddie, for doing that. We really appreciate it. So
that's it.
All right. So you ready for this tonight?
Well, I am. First of all, I want to say happy Halloween, because I get so much joy out of the radio show. I've been wearing my Penn State shirt around, getting some nice compliments.
You're a smart man, Eddie.
Yeah, so Mike, I have to say I embellish. They go, I said, did you play there? And I go, no, but my brother did. I'm Eddie, Fast Eddie McBath, but my brother, Mikey, did.
Eddie, you're a good guy. Wear that blue and white as we go into the fall. You're a high-quality guy. That's funny.
All right, Eddie, we'll let Mike give you your name and your words.
Okay, the first thing I'm going to give you is a name. Not a name, actually. I'm going to give you a word. You should do well on this one. Shark.
Ooh. That would be the political. That would be Rod Rosenstein.
Ah,
very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Yeah, he certainly was that. All right, here is your name.
All right, Eddie, are you prepared? I'm going to give you a nice, I think, a pretty easy one. Sheila Lee Jackson.
No, Sheila
Jackson Lee. No,
that's real easy there.
Yeah, okay. Sheila Jackson Lee. I see enough of her. I don't even remember her name,
All right, Sheila Jackson Lee.
I have no clue.
Neither does she.
That's a perfect answer. Outstanding.
Was that a quote from her? Or is that...
I have no clue. Is that funny? He's a shark circling the bait.
There you go. Eddie, once again,
That's funny stuff,
man. Thanks so much. Look forward to seeing you again real soon, my man.
All right, guys.
All right, thank you. All right, so this is last call. This is last call for contest entries tonight. 407-774-8255 is the number. All right, once again, though, I like to remind folks as often as I can, Colonel Danny McKnight has written an excellent book called Streets of Mogadishu. He kind of sells himself short a little bit in the book, too, there, But it actually is a very excellently written book, and it's all about leadership and the hazards of political correctness, if you will. And this is a great book to give as a gift literally to anyone, especially to young people, okay? Because they got still pretty much all their life ahead of them. But for everybody, it's an excellent read, and it's great life knowledge. It's great life skills knowledge to have. And you can get the book by going to their website, DannyMcKnight.com, DannyMcKnight.com. He will autograph it for you, personalize it for you. And once again, it's called Streets of Mogadishu, and the subtitle?
leadership at its best, political correctness at its worst.
Danny, with all these kids headed off to college, you know, they graduated from high school, don't you think that would be a wonderful gift for them?
I think it'd be great.
Because imagine all the new influences that are going to approach them, that they got to take control of their life, and if they don't, it's rough.
Yeah.
And where I was at today at Camp Blanding with about 180 Civil Air Patrol kids, you know, ranging from 12 years old.
They still have a Civil Air Patrol?
Oh, yes. 12 years old up to 22, and they wanted to buy my book, and I said, well, this is how much it cost, and actually six of them were bought them from me, and I thought, that's good. They're interested, and that's what made me feel so good about that today. It really did.
What do they look for, drones now or something?
No, they look for people lost and things like that. Plus, they help out with damage assessment during storms and things like that.
And they're teaching them at a young age.
That's great.
And that'll help them because they may want to go into military. If they do, they got a head start right there.
Terrific. That is good.
That was a good morning for me.
All right. Streets of Mogadishu. Leadership at its best, political correctness at its worst, DannyMcKnight.com is the website. One more time, tell folks the special going on through tomorrow now, ladies and gentlemen. You got to move on this.
Yes, that's right. We open it up with the Tijuana Flats event. So basically what it is, any of our in-stock pillows are buy one, get one free through tomorrow. So hurry in.
All right. Nice. Okay, it is decision time. Time for us to decide who's going to be tonight's winner of the contest. So we'll start with Nick on the bridge. Nick, who's going to win tonight?
All right. I am voting for Sue.
For Sue, who came up with the word sleep. She came up with Nancy Pelosi. And for the name Putnam, who's in a debate right now, she came up with honest. All right. There you go. All right. So, Jackie Ricardo. Of relax and comfort. Who's going to win that pillow tonight?
I'm thinking I'm going to go with what Nick said. Sue, I liked it.
All right. So that's two for Sue. Colonel McKnight?
I dislike some people, so Deborah wins because look who she gave.
Deborah Wasserman Schultz under sedated.
You got it.
All right. That's two for Sue. One for Deborah brings us to Rick Brown. Rick.
I am totally under sedated most of my life.
So
it's got to go with Deborah.
Okay. All right. That's two for Deborah, two for Sue.
I think that was an exceptional description of Debbie Wasserman, don't you? So I'm going to have to go with Sue.
He's all excited and ready right now.
I put you into a bind right here.
Sure did, because I'm going to go vote for Deborah. So we got a tie. So they'll both win.
Where's your clapping?
All right.
Nice.
Okay. That's right. I got to get.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
And since they're both ladies. Oh wait a minute.
Excuse me.
Chris, come on, buddy.
No, it's supposed to be
wrong button.
No, that's not it.
You're making it worse.
You're not going to make it into me too, movement.
I'm sitting right next to him.
Here we go. No! That's not it either.
You gotta label these.
Here we go.
Finally.
Oh, I don't know. This thing is. What are you doing?
It took you four times to have a sexist whistle. Very good.
Look at that.
Oh, the Angels were trying to lead me down a different path.
They were trying to bail you out. But no, you couldn't leave it alone.
Oh.
Wow. That's dedicated to Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
That's right. That's right. Okay. All right. Once again, a lot of fun. Thank you for all your contest entries and all you contestants getting in on the contest tonight. We appreciate it. And once again, we'll have a brand new contest for next week. Just a program note now, of course, Wednesday is Independence Day, so we will be taking Wednesday off, but we'll be here the rest of the week. Okay? So we will be doing our contest on Thursday as usual next week.
Instructions will come Tuesday night.
That's right.
Yep.
Okay. So, and don't forget, of course, Larry Elder is following us up here in just a few moments. And once again, that is a great deal at Relax and Comfort. They got these. Now, the pillow deals for any pillow in the store, right?
That's right. Any pillows that are in stock at the store are buy one, get one free through tomorrow.
Now, does that include the new scented pillows?
Yes, and we even have smart pillows,
too. What is a smart pillow?
Smart pillows track your sleeping, your breathing, your every move in the bed, and it keeps score on how good you're sleeping. I know.
Every move in the bed?
I didn't know she said that.
And it keeps score.
Yeah.
Your sleep.
On what, Jackie?
9.2, 9.7.
Oh, my goodness.
What? I need to talk Jackie, to you after
the show. Do these pillows have cameras in them or what?
No cameras. It does have a wonderful sensor. Oh, my goodness. This is going south so fast.
So fast.
All of the pillows through tomorrow are buy one, get one free if you mention you heard it on the American Adversaries.
That's right.
That's the code word, though. You got to mention you heard about it on the American Adversaries. Thanks again for all you folks
out
there.
Thank you, guys. You guys were great.
All you folks who have been listening, Larry Elder follows us up next. Once again, that book, Streets of Mogadishu, at DannyMcKnight.com. It's a must-have book. Night, everybody.
FM 105.5 AM 660. The Answer. WORL. Altamont Springs. Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group. It's